This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now joined by Mind Brewer Matthew Hoffman, going to talk about Murgatroyd, yeah. EP Sundowning. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Before we start, I just want to, you know, declare... Oh, you've already declared our conflict of interest. We're brothers.
We are brothers. Nepotism.
It's nepotism. In terms of this interview, do we just pretend like we don't know each other?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm Matt.
Nice to meet you. I'm Zach.
Hi,
Zach. Cool here, man.
Thanks, likewise.
Yeah, and good beard.
Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
Defines who I am.
Yeah, it really does.
Add some...
And your craft beer taste, and you like smash burgers, is that correct?
I like smash burgers. what else do like hit, sort of? Hit
I'm with her.
big
Hillary Clinton fan.
Big Hillary fan. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work a sort of mid-level HR job, but I rock out on the weekends.
Hardly
rock out on the weekends.
Yeah, baby.
Anyway, let's talk some real stuff.
Let's talk some talk, man. Murgatroyd Sundowning EP. Are you downing Sunly or are you sunning downly?
I think I'm downing Sunly. Look, I'm on the wrong side of 30, you know. So I'm trying to be happy about it.
You're on the right side,
but
mate.
The curve is bending downwards.
Mm-hmm. The bell curve, it is.
The bell curve.
Yeah, of age. the title track Sundowning came out in November 2022.
Yeah.
It's been a while since then. What stage are we in for the new EP?
Well, I like that you asked what stage. That implies that we have stages or a plan.
Yeah.
We released that out
I thought that would be a crude word to use.
Yeah,
for
a desperate ploy at trying to put something
trying
out.
To wrestle
we've
you.
Had it in the yeah, we've had it in the works for a long time. We've been sort of trying to weigh up the financials ultimately is probably yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at that again, and we hope to have a release like pretty soon. I can't put a definitive date on anything, but it's all ready to go. We were originally going to do vinyl. Don't think we're going to be able to, you know, pay for that, so we'll figure out an alternative release mechanism. Mm-hmm. I still want to have a physical release.
I think cassette tapes would be, you know.
Yeah, you got to have those
physical needs.
But we've played lots of shows in that time, so we've, you know, kept our hand in. We're still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've played lots of new material at our sets and stuff, so, yeah.
Are you going to play a lot of that at your gig tomorrow at the Crown?
Yeah,
we're playing. Fundraiser?
It's not really our gig.
Oh, not our gig, but the gig that you're playing at. Yeah.
We're one of the... Is it 15?
15.
Bands? Yeah. It's going to be a big day. So we'll play... Yeah, we're bringing all the new stuff into the set. It's going to be an awesome show. I think it's going to be... quite raw. I think this is quite an emotional issue for a lot of people, you know, the Palestine stuff. It's really sad and scary, so we want to do what little we can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make a racket and try and get some coins.
Mm-hmm.
To send to help the
people in a lot of need.
People need a lot of help at the
moment.
Man.
Yeah, it's definitely for a great cause. I had someone from Hysteria and someone from the D Street Band yesterday talked about
nice.
That quite a lot.
Nice.
Really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard some of the tracks from the EP, which, you know, again, nepotism is coming into this quite a lot.
We've done some pre-release showing off of what we've done.
Hey, bro, you think it sounds good, bro?
Yeah, it's good, bro.
Yeah. Is the track Weathermaker inspired by the song The Electrician by the Walker Brothers? I got that kind of vibe from it, because it was very stark, and then there's kind of like you coming in, talking about weather. It's high of 16.
I think Scott Walker did inform the vocal approach on that song. Maybe not the lyrical subject matter. It's more like a kind of me trying to make sense of some of the, barreling towards climate change with no real off ramp, but also the kind of trying to handle some of the conspiratorial thinking that's around and out there as well. That was kind of that sort of stuff was weighing on me a lot. I mean, it still does. I think the whole we seem to be just heading headlong into climate change without a real sense of what to do. And no off ramp. So that's sort of what I was trying to get at in that song, along with some sort of conspiratorial
yarns,
trying to get into the mindset of that kind of, you know,
it's just a fear mindset, really.
It's a fear mindset
and it's creating new solutions to it rather than like, I don't know, facing the weird inherent complexity.
It's definitely Yeah.
But also a lot of people aren't given the reasons to, as to why we are in the situation we're in.
Yeah.
The real reason why, which is reptile alien lizards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, if you think about the pyramids, why are they that shape?
Why?
You
know? Yeah.
Why are they that shape? That's, I'm just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. Yeah, the name Sundowning EP, the name Sundown... Sundowning EP. EP, yeah, is the name of the EP.
Sundowning EP.
EP.
EP is, yeah, the name of the EP.
No, why did Sundowning sound like such a captivating name to work from?
Again, it's sort of dealing with that idea of...
losing your mind.
Yeah, but also at a societal level, that's kind of... It feels like we are in a bit of a period of collective sundowning, maybe. Mm. But it's also quite a personal song. It's one of the more personal songs I've ever written, really, in terms of the lyrical content, which I don't do very often. But yeah, I was wrestling with some stuff and trying to put that... There's a lot of me wrestling with one idea and then trying to put it in a bigger context, I guess, is pretty much the theme. But yeah, it's dealing with my own sort of, you know, struggles with depression and yada yada, but also setting that in the context of kind of a wider... sort of feels like societally we're depressed, so that's sort of what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, well, it's a very, very effective song, man. Very excited to play it after
Big
this interview
ideas
as well.
With Matt Hoffman.
Huge ideas. And Big Jordan Kossel underscores them with beautiful guitars.
Yeah, and then we're going to do a TED Talk. We're going to stop being a band and just do TED Talks.
if society is depressed, what is the the medication? What's the medication called? The... pathway blockers? Neural pathway
SSRIs.
Blockers?
SSRIs.
SSRIs. What's the SSRI? 420 joke, it's broken, man.
No, I think... I don't know. It's that whole... I don't know. I'm not a politician, but I don't know. Look after each other.
Yeah.
Be nice to each other. Help each other out.
Yeah.
We're social animals. We should be doing that more often.
For sure. You were in the music scene in Aughty-Porty for quite a while in the late 2000s with the band Ink Mathematics.
Yep.
Have you noticed a great deal of change in the Aughty-Porty sound since then?
Yeah, it's... Yes. And it's much more diverse now, both in terms of who's making the music and the sounds that are being, you know, created. I'm an old white guy, and a lot of what was when I was kicking around in here was made by people like me, almost kind of exclusively, actually. But now it's way more. Yeah, there's much more variety of voices and sounds, which I think is awesome. Mm. I think Dunedin, probably the best music scene in the country. I would say it's really
up there.
It's up there, man. Yeah. I always love coming
behind
back.
Huntley, of course. But
yeah. Well, you got that power station there. Like, you just do field recordings of that and create a noise scene. But I think it's much more diverse and like I say, both in terms of who's doing the music and the sounds that have been created, and it rules. I love coming back and playing here.
Mm. Mm. I think one massive thing that's changed since your time was probably the surf rock's really exploded.
Yep.
And there's a lot more queer music, musicians now as well.
Yeah.
I think those
and
two
electronics.
Yeah, electronics becoming big.
Like,
yeah,
when I was around, the electronic was just DJs. Mm. Like, but now you've got a lot of...
Were they D&B DJs? What kind
mostly,
of DJs,
yeah. Like, Bath Street used to have a nightclub that was like an all-night nightclub, and they used to... Yeah, it was mostly drum and bass, and like, I think they did a bit of jungle and bits and pieces, but But yeah, so you had kind of that DJ scene and then bands, and I think those two things have sort of, like, there's a lot more electronically influenced musicians, there's a lot more, there's always been experimental stuff in Dunedin, but there's a lot more of that now, so it's cool.
It's awesome. very awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. Must be very refreshing to come back every time and just see new stuff happen.
Oh, and it's always changing too. Yeah, I mean, Wellington's the same where I live. It's like, it's very diverse and very like, lots happening all the time. I just like how it sort of dominates here because it's like a big scene compared to the size of the city. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Proportionally to the city.
Yeah, punches above its weight.
Big time. It's quite prominent within the city and you can see it. And I like that.
Mm. Like, well, Wellington definitely has some loud acts. It's more funky, inspired.
Well, it's more jazz school. Like, they've got the jazz school there.
Yeah.
So it's more, it's very, there is an element of kind of... And I'm not knocking people getting a music education. I think that's awesome. You've got to some degree, know the rules to break them, right? But it is the camp. Some of it, there's a lot of real wild stuff there, but some of it's a bit more mannered and a bit more sort of conservatory feeling. You know, like it's they've clearly learned the rules. But there are some genuinely amazing acts there too. And like all different scenes, like there's a band called Linen who are incredible. Who did I see the other week? They're like a shoegaze band. Oh man, and they're huge amongst the uni students in Wellington. I can't remember the name. I'm so sorry to that band, but they were incredible.
Yeah. You also got like Vera Allen up there, who's killing it.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
Yeah. No, it's a wicked scene. And like, if you like metal or heavy stuff, there's a lot of that. There's a noise night there every week, every month rather. Was which the, is a lot of fun.
The shoegaze band you're thinking of, Sleeping Village?
No,
they're also pretty solid.
They're cool. Yeah, I saw them with this other band. They've got like a one syllable name, and it should be the easiest thing because it's a single syllable. But it's here we are.
Yeah. I think that'll probably close things out. We're going to play Sundowning by Murgatroyd, and then at 10:45 we're going to have some news updates.
Get some of those APRA royalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
Get that APRA royalty money.
Woo, damn. Woo.
All right, thanks for having me, Dunedin. Thanks for bearing with.
Thank you very much for coming on, Matt. It was great chatting with you. Here is Murgatroyd with Sundowning. We'll do some new stuff soon. Take care and keep listening, people.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.